bbc.ca and let the music pull you in.
Hello, I'm Dion Jones from Alpha, North Wales. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston, Ontario.
Hello, everyone. I hope you all are having a lovely Thursday. It is 3 p.m. I'm your host for the next hour. My name is Abby, and this is my program, Fly on the Wall, on CFRC 101.9 FM, coming to y'all from Kingston. So it's a little bit of a gloomy day today in Kingston, but for the next hour, my playlist is inspired by the term party. The action of partying, and that's not, I don't mean that by, you know, going out to the clubs. I mean that of making your life a party and experiencing amazing good times with the people you love, listening to good music, dancing, any which way you might interpret it. So we have some songs that are, yes, party songs, but I'm not giving you, you know, what I like to quote unquote party to, techno, for the next hour. We're going a little all over the place. And yeah, to start it off, a good friend of mine just recently showed me this really cool album by Andy Schaaf, the lead singer of Canadian band Fox Warren, and he's super cool. And he has this album called The Party. And it's a concept album set at a house party in which each song is kind of painting a portrait of a scene at a house party. And I think concept albums are super cool. I believe I've talked about this before, how interesting I think it is when artists kind of look to something other than, you know, I guess emotions or kind of more anecdotal experiences and take a concept and really make something beautiful out of it. I think it's super awesome. I would give this whole album a good listen, but this one was my favorite when I was listening to it. Let's give it a go. This is To You by Andy Schaaf.
Thank you.
That is How Long Will I Love You by The Waterboys. So I discovered this song because of my mom. I think it was last week, I played a really good song by one of my favorite bands, The War on Drugs. And I talked about how much they build up a story within all of their music, because I think all of their songs are at least 5 minutes long, which I personally love so much. And I think that might have been one of the first times, I mean, she's my biggest fan, she's always listening here, which is so awesome. So she heard that and she immediately texted me and she was like, if you like these guys, you're going to love this band called The Waterboys. And they are very similar, very full music, super awesome. And she told me that this is one of her and my dad's songs. And to stick to the theme, today's theme of, you know, our playlist being a little partyful and life being a party, I can totally picture, and it's such a lovely thought, you know, my parents back in the day dancing to this song because they loved listening to it together. I think that's really sweet. And it's such a beautiful song. I totally love that little 30-second interlude at the end after the song ends. It's really beautiful. Check out the Waterboys. They're super sick. I used to be so resistant to my parents' music tastes. Both of them. They both have absolutely immaculate tastes in music. I have a memory of being a little kid and when I was not as resistant to their music. I mean, when you're too young to kind of have your own tastes, you know, but I was obsessed with the Pretender music video by the Foo Fighters. I remember watching it over and over again and jumping up and down on my parents' bed. And my mom is the biggest Foo Fighters fan in the world. She loves them so much. And now so do I. But kind of when I grew up and I was discovering my own taste, I was so resistant to anything my parents would try to put me on. And my older brother at the time was really into rap and hip hop music. And I wanted to be just like him. So therefore, I was super big into the rap and hip hop stuff, which I still like. But I've kind of moved away from that now. But when they say your parents are always right, they're really always right. And they also say that music was much better back then. I think it's an interesting thing to say now. I feel like I believed that for a bit when I was really diving into older music. But I think now there's just so much saturation within music. It's a very oversaturated market. I think there's so much music and, you know, a lot of the stuff that's getting clipped on like TikTok and whatever is what, you know, some people, in my opinion, is kind of like mid music. But when you dive in and you go discover artists that are more akin to your taste, there's totally so much amazing music being made today. And yeah. Okay, so as not to ramble any longer, next up we got a really good track by Tame Impala, one of my favorites. It's off his album, The Slow Rush. It's a killer song, honestly. It's totally a party song. It is happiness, it's dancing, it's all of the above. Let's get into it. This is Instant Destiny by Tame Impala.
Traffic doesn't seem quite as annoying.
That is Wet T-Shirt by lovely Canadian artist Ruby Waters. She is so incredible. She's so sick too. The way that she dresses, like her Instagram, she's just, the way she markets herself is super awesome. I had the privilege of seeing her live at Highlands Music Festival this past September in 2025. And what a performance she put on. I mean, she's a solo act. She had a great band with her, but she totally fills the stage with all of her energy, and she's a really cool dancer. She has really good music, and her voice is, you know, equally as good in person, if not even better. Honestly, getting that rasp in person is super awesome to me. And yeah, once again, that was Wet T-Shirt by Ruby Waters. Such a banger. Next up, we have a really awesome song by this really cool band called Ween. They are, well, one time my dad called them a Foo Fighters knockoff band, but I think they just have one song called Transdermal Celebration that really does sound like a Foo Fighters knockoff. But I will say their music in general is pretty singular, and they are super cool. So I heard this upcoming song. It's called Your Party. I heard this song for the first time in Paris. I was with my two best friends, whom I met when I was studying abroad. And I was so lucky to be able to travel with them. We went to Paris one day, and of course, you obviously go see the Eiffel Tower. So we went one evening, you know, we picked up a bunch of French cheese and wine and snacks and brought some blankets out, and we sat under the sparkling Eiffel Tower for a few hours. And it was one of the greatest experiences of my entire life. These are two really good friends that I met when I was abroad, but they're from Australia. And these two have the greatest music taste, really into rock and kind of punky music. They're super awesome. And I love this song so much because I learned it and heard it for the first time when I was sitting with them under the Eiffel Tower. And of course, it has, you know, the word party in its title, being Your Party, but this song is just, it reminds me of that time of my life. And that is truly the epitome of life being a party, just doing really awesome things with people you love. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, you don't gotta go across the world to have a party. If you're doing fun things with people you love, that's what that means to me. And then I was reminded of this song the other day because I was at the Toucan and we were watching Jukebox County, a super amazing local band, and they were playing live. They were playing a bunch of their originals, which were super awesome. I would go check them out next time they're over there at the Toucan. And they shouted out, "Hey, does anyone know the band Ween?" And I was super excited. I know a few of their songs and I love them so much. And they played Your Party and they did it amazingly. It was super beautiful. And yeah, they are super awesome. If anyone gets the chance to see them live in Kingston, I would totally recommend. They also sell their newest record on vinyl. And I happened to get one to add to my collection, which is super cool. It sounds super great. And yeah, I don't know if anyone has been to the Toucan, but I swear that back alley is super haunted. One time me and my friend were out there and we saw this lady in a massive black dress with a veil over her eyes. And she ran through the back alleyway and didn't say a word to us and got on a bus and it drove away, but it wasn't a city bus. And also, like, buses don't really stop there. I'm pretty sure there's not a bus stop on Princess Street right outside of the Toucan. And it was like the night bus in Harry Potter. I swear she just disappeared, and I think it was a really weird premonition, but I have heard some freaky ghost stories from that little alleyway behind the Toucan. But yeah, let's get into it. It's a super awesome song. I love the horns and the guitar solo. It's really awesome. Once again, this is Your Party by Ween. Succulent juices.
Chicken man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on a promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. No honest man can pay. So I threw out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty,
That is Atlantic City by Canadian band The Band. I think that's such a sweet song. It's just a beautiful song. The band is really cool, and they make just really light and lovely music, in my opinion. The reason I included this in our little party playlist today is because I just had a friend show me this song, and I met him at a party a few years ago. His name is Michael, and we were out, and we were just like, you know, hanging out, dancing together. And then I met him a few weeks later. This was, I think, 3 years back now. Met him a few weeks later again, and like actually got the chance to chat to him outside of a house party. And then, you know, kind of fell off, didn't really see each other around Kingston all that often until like a few weeks ago. And I've been seeing him around super often. Just now we share a bunch of mutual friends, and I've got to hang out with him. And he showed me this song yesterday, and I really liked it. And I think it's so awesome when people kind of weave in and out of your lives and, you know, you form connections that last through that. And I think that that's super cool. And obviously my favorite thing to do with people is share music. So getting to do that with a kind of old-ish but more so new friend has been super lovely. And yeah, next up we have a song by a Toronto gal, Izzy Stardust, which is one such a sick name. And this song is called Persephone. So the beginning of this song is very like the Bug Collector vibes, like outdoorsy, feet on the grass, and just Claro-y, like that type of indie vibe. But it totally turns into a really sick rock song at the end. And I'm looking right now at this album cover, and it is Izzy Stardust, you know, in a white outfit outside and with some greenery in the background, but she's like swishing her hair around. And so it's like all in her face, and it's like a candid shot. I'm probably explaining this terribly, but regardless, it totally makes sense. So I would go check out this on Apple Music, whatever you listen to, so you could see the album artwork is really in alignment with how the song is. And I love that so much. I think it's also super cool that they introduced an album artwork category at the Grammys. I think it was this past year for the first time, maybe second time. Don't quote me on that. But I think that album artwork is such an important part of releasing music. I think, obviously, everyone knows the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover, but I feel like we all do it. I mean, I know I do sometimes. If something, not necessarily, it's not that I won't listen to something if it has like a bad or an album cover that doesn't really like intrigue me, but I'll totally listen to something if I see that it has a super cool album cover. So yeah, let's get into it. Once again, this is Persephone by Izzy Stardust.
Oh, you're just in motion for my emotions, crashing my deepest crush. When the lights dim down, buzzing in slow motion, I like the way we touch. Yeah, the watch on your wrist says that any minute we'll start making love. When the lights dim down, buzzing in the distance, I'll never get enough of the way we touch. The way we touch. The way we touch. The way we. The way we. Sweat drips down from the rim of the drink to the glass on the tabletop. Your gaze on let go, my heart echoes, all the tension drop. The watch on your wrist says that in a minute we'll start doing stuff. And the lights dim down, buzzing in the distance, I'll never get enough. Oh, baby, I'm rationalizing against all the signs of my body. Now where are we going from here? And maybe I'm idealizing the last time we met, it was holy. And now everything's up in the air. Baby, you're just emotion for my emotions, crashing my deepest crush. When the lights dim down, buzzing in slow motion, I like the way we touch. Yeah, the watch on your wrist says that any minute we'll start making love. When the lights dim down, buzzing in the distance, I'll never get enough of the way we touch. The way we touch. The way we touch. The way we. The way we. The way we touch. The way we touch. The way we touch. The way we. The way we.
That is The Way We Touch by Montreal-born Charlotte Cardin. Charlotte Cardin. She's super cool. She makes really cool music. Honestly, I'm not too big into pop, but I really like what she does. It's super Dua Lipa, a little bit more electronic vibes. I think it's super cool. This is her newest single. Just came out a bit ago, once again, called The Way We Touch. And yeah, I love that type of music to party to. I think it's super fun. It's totally staying on brand with our little party theme today. And totally so does this next track. This is called The Party by this really cool guy called Portraits of Tracy. My friend showed me this song the other day, and it's totally addicting, and I haven't stopped listening to it. It's like a loud in your headphones, walk to class, walk wherever you're going, and you're totally strutting. It's such a sick song. And it's totally like the dark late hours of being out with your friends and just having a really good time, probably doing a little bit of shenanigans and whatnot. But it's a super sick song. This is The Party by Portraits of Tracy. that is Carry On by my favorite artist in the entire world, Jungle. These guys make what is the epitome of party music. It's fun. It is just happiness, sunshine, dancing. Like, tell me you didn't want to dance to that. It's very exciting to me that these guys are starting to roll out a new album that I'm pretty sure comes out in August. They just make the best music ever. I would really strongly recommend their album Volcano. It's super amazing. They have this 54-minute dance music video on YouTube that is the length of their album, and they have a group of really strong dancers and really amazing choreography and killer outfits, and they totally tell a story through their bodies and through the music, and I would totally give that a look because that's just, like, that's the culture, man. Like, they just brought everything that I love in particular together. Dancing, music, clothing, videography, all of it. And they made something really cool. These guys have such a unique sound. I don't think it is replicatable. Is that a word? I have no idea. But yeah, they're totally singular. They make such fun and lovely music. I've had the privilege of seeing one of their DJ sets live. They do both DJ sets live and, of course, perform just regularly live. But it was super awesome. The energy in that room was amazing, just like the energy of their music is. And yes, so we're coming up on our last song for our little party hour. Once again, it is a Thursday. It's almost 4 p.m. My name is Abby. This is my show, Fly on the Wall. I'm here every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m., and it's always a party, honestly. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming to you from Kingston. And this last one, this is the perfect way to leave a party. Someone plays this and then, you know, it's time to go home. It's happened to me quite a few times. It's a little cheesy, but I really enjoy the song. This is Closing Time by Semisonic.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who would want to take me home. I know who would want to take me home. I know who want to take me home. Take me you will be.
CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Since the day I stopped drinking, my life has gotten better and better. I can't take any credit for it. It just seems that without alcohol, I think better, I'm more careful with money, I watch what I say, I don't get into trouble like I did when I was drinking. It's scary trying to walk through life alone, and today I have that very distinct feeling that I don't ever have to be alone again.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Oh, hey, Boomer, radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.